Step away from the car.
Step away from the car.
Step away from the car. Some news about active transport.
And in fact, they predict by 2025 there'll be about 100 million dockless share bikes, not only in China, that'll be across the world. So we're talking about a massive shift in the way that transport works in these cities.
What are dockless share bikes? Al Reed has not only studied them closely, but has an invention that could be an answer to some of the quite serious problems they present. It's called CyclePort, and he describes it as a universal and hybrid system. But first step is to understand the more common bike share systems operating in cities now.
So if you think about, let's call it an old-style bike share system, it uses docks, and these are smart ports, if you like, that you can park the bike in. It clamps the bike, and then the next user can come along and release the bike from that dock or port. Then they can take that bike and use it, but then you have to always bring it back to a docking station. The key difference with dockless share bikes is there are no docking stations. So instead they have a wheel lock, which is a smart wheel lock, usually on the back wheel, that you can open and close with a smartphone app. You scan a QR code on the bike, that sends a little message to the bike share company's database. It pings back to the bike through your phone and unlocks the lock on the bike using the Bluetooth from your phone. So you no longer need docking stations. You can just leave the share bike anywhere your journey ends, which sounds very good in theory, and it is good in many ways.
Yeah, but what we've been hearing about is that there's an explosion in dockless bike shares, particularly in China, and very quickly we've seen the downside, which is masses of dumped bikes. So say a little bit about what you understand has happened there.
Yeah, we've been following it very closely. It's all really unfolded in only the last 2 years, and in fact it's only exploded into the public consciousness probably in the last 6 months. Some clever young people in China saw the opportunity to change the way bike sharing works, have moved to dockless. But they are going through teething problems. This is a new industry and they're not really quite sure how to control it. Well, they didn't just make a few of them, they're making millions of them. What do you do when, in the case of Shanghai, I think it's 800,000 of these bikes suddenly appear in the space of 12 months? So, yeah, there have been all sorts of problems, like bikes being dumped, and there are photos of mountains of these dumped, broken share bikes. Part of the problem is there are about 30 companies competing for market dominance. And to do that, they're just mass producing very cheap bikes and flooding the streets with them. Because they are cheap, they tend to break quite easily. Components can fail, which is dangerous. And what this leads to is a whole bunch of broken bikes. But in this rapid competitive growth stage of this industry, better off leaving those broken bikes for the city authorities to clean up and just releasing more new bikes on the street, because they cost you very little to produce, because this is a race to put as many bikes as you can on the street. Much faster process is just pumping more out of your factory.
So, Al, why do we need dockless bike sharing? Perhaps that's the question in there.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, we don't make a dockless system ourselves. What we have done is made a dock-based system, but the key difference between what CyclePort does and other dock-based systems is that ours is universal. So we can take any of those dockless share bikes, we put what we call a smart peg on the front axle, and that allows them to dock in our ports. Now, why would a city want to do this, or why would the dockless bike share companies want to do this? Well, the cities want to do it because it gives them a way to control dockless share bike parking in high-demand locations. So think about train stations, CBDs, shopping centres, where you get large clumps of these dockless share bikes littering footpaths, creating mountains. If you have a universal docking system, you can make those dockless share bikes park in the ports where you need that parking control. But outside those areas where you're experiencing less demand, so out in the suburbs, for example, you can still let those bikes park dock-free. And this is what we call a hybrid system. It hasn't been done before, so this is a new model, but it's the model that we're proposing to cities in Australia plus overseas. as a way to, a smart way to deal with this dockless bike share issue.
And you're just getting some take up for this in Bendigo, I gather. Mm. What is it that they see about your system?
Well, we're very fortunate that Bendigo is a very forward-looking council, and while they have a fair bit of space at the moment and they are a regional city, they are predicting that their population is going to almost double in the next 25 years, which is huge growth, and they're predicting massive traffic issues. So they see cycling in general as a way of tackling that, but then they see bike share specifically as a clever way to promote cycling. And when they stumbled across our universal system, they thought it was perfect for them. And the great thing for us is that because Bendigo is an isolated city, it doesn't have the boundary issues with other councils that you get with the inner city councils. So when Bendigo Council decides to do something, that can apply to the whole city. So it becomes a perfect demonstration or test bed for new technologies. So they're positioning themselves as leaders in new cycling technologies and cycling planning and all the approaches to cycling that are going to make sense in the future.
Al Reed, owner and inventor of Cycleport bike parking, charging and sharing system. He's based in Woodend, Victoria, just down the highway from Bendigo. This segment was recorded at the 2017 Australian Walking and Cycling Conference and produced by Nikki Page. Make a note, Bendigo will host the conference in 2018.